This is the Business English Podcast, episode 230, When Get Isn't Good Enough, four professional options.
Welcome to the Business English Podcast from All Ears English. Get the English skills you need to achieve your dreams in global business. For a presentation, a meeting, or your office party, this is Real Business English with your favorite American hosts, Lindsay and Michelle, coming to you from New York City and Colorado, USA. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Aubrey? What's shaking?
Excellent. I have a question about meetings. You know, we have a lot of meetings. Everyone listening, you have a lot of meetings out there. Have you attended any meetings recently that you were able to really glean a lot of information from?
Yeah, I would say I had a meeting on, was that already Monday morning? Oh my gosh, the week has flown by, Aubrey, but that I was just writing things down very quickly. So I guess I was gleaning a lot of information from that meeting.
That's how you know, right? When you're taking notes furiously, like as fast as you can, then you know, you're gleaning a lot. So this verb glean, this came up recently in actually an episode of the All Ears English podcast, 2117. It was called How Much Vocabulary Can You Squeeze Out of This Episode? And you mentioned this verb, Lindsay, that we use get instead of lots of verbs that are a little more polished, a little more maybe academic sounding, a little more professional. But often we want to opt for those in business English to maybe impress a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to business English, also academia, which we could talk about. We could talk about it on here too. And we'll get into a bit because I know a lot of our listeners are, you know, maybe they're getting their PhD or their master's and they're listening to this show, but they're also in school, which is totally great. And where we contrast squeeze out of this episode, you know, that would be kind of on the casual way of saying get, right?
For sure.
Now, today we're going into more formal ways when get just isn't good enough, Aubrey.
Exactly, right? And if you missed that episode, 2117, go back, listen to it, and make sure you follow the All Ears English podcast and also follow right here, Business English. So much great info on both these podcasts.
Love it. I'm excited for this. Let's get into the first one, the big one. What is it?
Yeah, so this is glean, which means to get information from various sources. Mm-hmm. We don't really say glean information from a person. It's usually from a document, something we're reading.
Right. That's true. You wouldn't come back from a meeting. Well, I mean, I guess we talked about that at the top of the show and said glean information from the person, but you asked more about the meeting itself.
Yeah, it's more like what you're hearing, what you're reading. We're talking about, oh, I'm gleaning so much great information. But if I were to say, oh, you met someone really interesting, I wouldn't say, did you glean a lot from her? That would be strange.
That would be strange. It's subtle, but it's true. It's true. It's more, when I think about this word, I think about reading, I think about graduate school.
Totally.
That's, honestly, I don't use this as much anymore. The time I used it, it feels like every day was in graduate school, where we would read, and you know, you went to graduate school, read these big studies, right? Mm-hmm. And then you come back and the professor, what insights did you glean from this author?
Exactly. Yes. And you guys likely hear this at work, or like you said, Lindsay, if you guys are completing a PhD or a master's, any level of education, you might hear this. Let's talk about the insights we are able to glean from this reading or from this lecture.
By the time school was over after 2 years, it felt like a cliche to me. So if something hear it so starts, often. I would encourage our listeners, if something starts to feel like a cliche, stop using it. Come up with more creative ways so you keep yourself alive and excited about the language.
For sure. But if you don't hear this a lot at work, it's a really a good way to up-level your English instead of saying get all the time.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like if you say, thanks for sending me that newsletter. I gleaned a lot of information from it. This is just impressive. It sounds polished and professional instead of saying I got good information from it.
100%. It's a very quick way to up-level your game when it comes to English, guys, and just sound, like you said, more polished and professional. I love it.
Yeah. Or just like those professors did, you might at work, if you need to assign someone to read something, you could say, read this and see what you can glean from it. It's just a high level way of saying what information can you get from it.
Right. And then just to reemphasize again, the big chunk that I think all of our listeners, if they are in academia, are going to hear is glean insights. So what insight can you glean from this reading or this study? This journal article, for example. Right?
Exactly. And our second one is garner. This is collocated a lot with either garner approval or garner information or evidence. It means to gather or collect something. Right. And it's usually with the goal of getting approval for something.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It is interesting that these higher level ways of saying get tend to be collocated with certain other words. Like they tend to come in chunks often, not always, but you hear them in chunks of two or three words, right?
We're just sort of used to hearing it a certain way. It would be almost strange to hear, you know, what insights did you garner? Just because it's not grammatically incorrect. It's just not a chunk that we use very often.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So did you do the first example already? Do we need to do that?
No, we could say we need to garner evidence that can inform our decision. Okay. So we'll often hear this. I hear this a lot on legal shows where you have attorneys or, you know, the law team is garnering evidence because it's more collecting, gathering lots of different pieces of information.
That's right. I forgot you're the true crime fan, Aubrey.
I do love true crime podcasts and TV shows. I like a lot of those courtroom dramas.
Yes.
They're interesting.
Right. I love it. What else? The next one? What's the next example?
Yeah. So often we'll say garner approval. So you might ask someone, were you able to garner approval for that project? This means the exact same as, were you able to get approval for that project?
Okay.
But it just sounds quite a bit higher level, very professional.
So to collect, gather, to receive, essentially.
Yes.
Right, Aubrey? Okay,
exactly.
Good stuff. So these first two guys that we've done so far in the episode, super professional. And again, a really fast way to up level, just become more formal.
Yes. Okay? But I love what you said, Lindsay. They can feel a little cliche if we use them too much. If you say garner over and over and over or glean over and over,
it
will be strange to your coworkers because they're used rarely enough by native English speakers that, you know, the first time you use it every now and then, it's like, ooh, impressive. Yeah. This sounds very professional. If you use it all the time, then it might feel like, okay, we don't want to repeat the same vocabulary over and over, especially something that's a little more rare like this.
Yeah, you don't want to end up as a meme or something, right? In your office to create a meme about you, about what
right,
you tend
no,
to say.
Let's avoid that.
Try to avoid that.
And especially it depends. We talk about this all the time at work. Some situations are much more informal. And this language is pretty formal to say glean or garner. So it would be sort of strange if you're throwing it into a work conversation that's about what you're doing over the weekend or you're just chatting over the water cooler, right? This is more presentations, meetings, more formal vocabulary where you're wanting to add that bit of polish.
Well, and this is a topic we love to talk about on this show, how before the meeting starts, we might be pretty casual talking about our weekends. But then as soon as the leader of the meeting walks in, maybe we all of a sudden do break out glean and garner instead
Absolutely.
Of get, right? Or squeeze.
Yes, exactly.
So interesting, but it's so important for our listeners to master this, right? To be able to move Absolutely. From informal, semi-formal to formal and back. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm ready for more. Number three. What is it, Aubrey?
Yeah, so this word is obtain. It's a little less formal. It's semi-formal, I would say, because it's definitely more formal than just get, but it's not as formal as garner and glean. So this just means to gain or attain through planned action or effort, but it often is just a synonym for get, something you get, you're able to obtain it.
Yeah, and I think this does work really well for the legal world. Court documents, for example, the court documents were difficult to obtain. Obtaining records of something, Aubrey, right? A lot of things are in the public record, like deeds of homes and things like that. We can go and obtain those records if we're doing a project or a legal case or something.
It feels a little more official, right? To say I was able to obtain this information.
Right.
It would almost be strange if, though sometimes I have heard, like, were you able to obtain their contact information?
Right.
And this isn't such an official, like, this might just be texting or emailing to get contact information. We will right. use that if we're, you know, speaking just a little, maybe semi-formally, not to like a really good friend, and we're still trying to be a little professional.
Yeah, I like this as kind of a semi-formal vocabulary word. It's not super, super professional, but it's also not very casual, because again, you would just use get. Did you get their contact info? Right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I love that. Huh. Yeah. What else?
Our last one is extract. Mm-hmm. And this one's interesting. It means the same as obtain, but usually we talk about obtaining information, if we're saying extract, through like research or study. For mm-hmm. example, we extracted a lot of information from the documents. So it's sort of, it's implying more work to get the information if you're saying you extracted information from something.
Yeah. Okay. So let me read that example again. So we extracted a lot of information from the documents one more time. And what would be the next example,
Aubrey? Or you could say, what tips were you able to extract from the conference? So if someone attends a conference, comes back, and you want them to share some of the insights they were able to extract from the conference.
Yeah, I actually like the use of extract in that sense. I think it's interesting. And we know on the IELTS exam, interesting vocabulary gets you a higher score, right, Aubrey? You and
Absolutely.
Jessica are over
this
there.
This would be a great word. Yeah. All four of these would be great for the IELTS exam.
Yes, guys. If you are taking IELTS by chance, check out IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And Aubrey and Jessica are over there twice a week. But yeah, extract. What were you able to extract from the meeting, from the conference? It's kind of a creative use of the word a little bit. I
agree. Yeah, it's interesting, because we'll also hear this with, you know, speaking of crime dramas, if someone's being like tortured, basically, if there's something happening where someone's being forcibly, forced to give information, we'll often use this verb, right? Someone was extracting information from them. But that's not the only way we use it, right? It can just mean getting information. So like you said, Lindsay, it's just sort of a creative use, a creative way to say, did you get some good information?
Interesting, right? And this makes us more interesting, easier to connect with us when we are just using words creatively. I love it. So shall we go into a role play, Aubrey?
Yeah, let's do it. You and I are coworkers in this role play, and you just returned from a conference.
Nice.
I'll start us out.
Yes.
How was the conference? I know you were hoping to obtain some good info.
It was fantastic. I gleaned a lot of great advice from the different speakers.
Nice. I'd love to extract some of it from your brain if you're up for sharing.
Absolutely. I can share highlights. Want to meet later and chat about it?
Yes, that'd be great. Thanks. If you have any notes, I could go over them too and see what I can garner.
So why did I laugh there with extract?
So this was definitely more of a joke. And I love this use of it. I use this sometimes to say, I want to extract that from your brain.
Yes.
If someone shares something they're especially knowledgeable about, or they've learned a lot recently, then we'll use this. It's sort of idiomatic to say, ooh, I need to extract that information from your brain.
Right. And the other piece that I don't think we mentioned is like a surgeon. Because to me, this feels like you want to be a surgeon and go into my brain and take tweezers and take something out. That's why I laugh.
Totally.
That's what came to mind. So when that's another use in medicine, especially
that's
surgery.
That's true.
You know, we extract the cancerous tumor. We extract the little thing that got stuck in our abdomen or something, right?
Yes.
So
it's interesting for a verb like this, how you'll look it up in the dictionary. There will be so many specific uses, because depending on the context, we use this verb lots of different ways. This is just one of them at work that we use it to talk about getting information.
Right. And it was creative. It was interesting the way you use that. So, and you're kind of being sort of funny and fun there. All right. So then what did you say first at the top of the conversation?
Yeah, I started with, I know you were hoping to obtain some good info. And if we know each other very well, I probably would opt for get here. We're in an informal situation, but maybe we're not. Maybe Lindsay was just hired. I don't know her well. I'm trying to maybe have this air of professionalism. Then I would potentially use obtain there instead.
Right. Like, I think on our team right now, it would be weird, right? If I came back from a conference and you said, did you obtain some good info? Because we're such a small team and we work closely together. But maybe it's a larger, maybe if you're working for a large Fortune 500 and you're meeting your boss's boss or your boss's boss's boss, you might say that. Right.
Exactly. And the same with the next thing you said, you know, I gleaned a lot of great advice. Both of these words, the fact that we use them sort of shows that this role play is two coworkers who really don't know each other well. Maybe they don't work closely. They don't work together often. If they use these words because they're sort of trying to keep this level of formality and professionalism in their vocabulary they're using.
That's a good clue right there that our listeners need to know. This clues us into professionalism. Sorry if we can hear my dog barking in the background. The mailman's here, I think. And then you kind of said the extract comment with some, maybe a little bit of a smile or something that might have broken the ice a little between us or something. It might have.
Yeah, I kind of love that, right? If I said this and, you know, I'm trying to create a connection here. I'm asking you about what you learned at the conference. And then I might kind of throw in this little, just to be fun, to be joking, you know, oh, I'd love to extract some of this information from your brain.
Yes. And then you said, that'd be great. Thanks. If you have any notes, I could go over them too and see what I can garner. And we ended with a more formal word again. Right.
Exactly. And this one, I think, of these four is used the most rarely. I don't hear it very often. You know, it's grammatically, it's correct, but it's a little more rare just in daily conversations.
Yeah.
You will hear it at work. You know, someone's talking about garnering advice, garner approval. I needed to garner approval. But I feel like it's used probably the most rarely of these four, wouldn't you say, Lindsay?
100%. 100%. Yeah. So it's fun to add in some new formal vocabulary. It can be impressive. It's good to try these out at work, guys. Listen for these things as a first step, right? For our listeners, listen out for them. You'll probably hear them now that you've learned them, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And I think the biggest takeaway here is it's so important to keep in mind how formal vocabulary is. We've given you formal, semi-formal, and informal options here. The most informal is just get. Right? That it's going to be the most native and natural just to say get for lots of different verbs. And then when you're in a more formal situation, when you want to add that polished professionalism, use one of today's verbs to hit that.
100%. Sometimes get just isn't good enough, right? Like exactly. We said at the top of the episode, and don't forget, sometimes it's just about the context. We might use get and garner and glean in the same hour, depending on what's happening. Are we at a happy hour after work? Are we at the just socializing after a meeting, before a meeting, or are we in the meeting? It's going to change.
Yeah. And depending on who we're talking to, you might be at a happy hour with clients you don't know or meeting for the first time, as well as coworkers you know very well. You would use different vocabulary with each of those people.
Yeah. Maybe in that case, we move to semi-formal. Super interesting. We're going to come back into this. And this is something we explore in our business English course as well. So check that out, guys, if you're interested. All right, Aubrey, good stuff. Thanks for hanging out today.
Awesome. Thanks, Lindsay. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Business English, a podcast just for you, the high-achieving global professional. Want more from All Ears English? Don't miss our biggest and best podcast with 8 million monthly downloads. Just search for the All Ears English podcast and hit follow to get 4 new episodes per week on fluency, American culture, grammar, and so much more. Or tap the link in the show notes. Remember, we believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Follow the All Ears English podcast now.